It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
Hello, basketball fans. This is the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. And welcome to White Auditorium in Emporia, host of the Class 5A State Basketball Tournament. Wade Gershner with you, along with studio engineer MJ. Today, the number one girls team in the state in Class 5A, the 23-0 Seaman Lady Vikings, put their 29-game winning streak on the line as they continue their quest for back-to-back 5A state titles. Seaman is in the state semis for the seventh time in school history, and for the second straight season, their state semifinal opponent is the Andover Trojans. Seaman is the only remaining undefeated team in 5A as they used a 24-10 third quarter on Wednesday in the quarterfinals to pull away and knock off the Piper Pirates 66-54 as Maddie Gregg scored 20 points and Jada Stahlbomber added 18-11 coming into the decisive third period, while Ava Esser had 10 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Standing in the way of the Lady Vikings today are the 22-1 Andover Trojans, who are looking to make the state title game for the first time since 1996. Andover won a grinder on Wednesday in the quarterfinals over St. James Academy, 49-44. Last year, it was Andover who came into the semifinals undefeated at 23-0, but Seaman edged the Trojans in the state semifinals, 49-45, ending Andover's perfect season and their quest for a state title. Fast forward, now a year later, the roles are reversed, as it's Seaman who comes in the semifinals undefeated at 23-0, with Andover trying to spoil the Viking party. When we return, I'll be joined by Seaman Lady Vikings head coach Matt Tinsley. This is 5A State Basketball from Emporia on 96.9 The Pulse, the MSC Sports Radio Network, and the free MSC Radio app.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Wade Gershner back with you on our pregame coverage of the 5A State Tournament. It's girls semifinal action today on 96.9 The Pulse, joined by the head coach of the Seaman Lady Vikings, Matt Tinsley. His team improved to 23-0 and going to the state semis for the second straight year with a 66-54 victory over Piper on Wednesday at White Auditorium in Emporia. And coach, a third meeting between you and Piper. They were up 2 at halftime, but you guys just kind of skipped a foot to the metal and didn't get too rattled even when you're down 7 there in that second quarter.
Yeah, we didn't, and credit Piper. You know, they came out, you know, shooting the ball really well. Both the McAllop sisters are really tough matchups, and they were hitting tough shots, deep threes. Not much we could do about that, but we didn't, you know, get rattled. You know, understand, I told the girls it's a game of ebbs and flows. You know, there'd be high points, there are going to be low points, so not try not to get too high or too low, just kind of, you know, one possession at a time, claw our way back in, you know. And then in the second half, we guarded ball screens a little different, and we were able to take them into taking some tough shots. But and the talk at halftime was, you know, the last time we played them, we were down 5 at halftime, and so we're doing better.
But I think, you know, with an experienced group, getting them to understand that, okay, we're okay. That's why we have two halves of basketball. These are the adjustments that we need to make, and the girls executed great in the third quarter especially.
Yeah, defensively, you're outstanding. Second half, they shoot 8 of 33. Faith McAllop ends up being 5 of 20. Grace McAllop ends up being 8 for 21. And you know, defense collective is really good. And then Ava with a couple of big blocks in that game.
Yeah, you know, to hold them to 13 out of 41, and I think they had combined close to 37 points. If they had to take 41 shots to get 37 points, that's pretty good. Yeah. You know, they're taking the majority of their shots, and rightfully so. They're great players, but we guarded well. Ava rebounded well. She's a presence inside and kind of our anchor in there. And, you know, collectively, the girls, you know, we kept the dribble in front of us, which helps. and collectively a good team effort on defense.
Jada Stahlbaumer, I thought, was terrific for you on Wednesday in the state semifinals, 11 over 18 in that third quarter when you outscored them 24-10. Talk about her aggressiveness and how she stepped it up the other day.
When the big lights on the big stage come on, Jada, you know, she flips the switch and she's a whole new player. And we saw it last year, and we saw it on Wednesday also. She can go, and there's no stopping her. You know, that game, you could just see the confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, but every time she drove it to the basket, hitting shots, pull ups. She's a new kid in that situation, and she is not afraid of the situation at all. And it's good to see kids step up. Maddie Gregg also contributed 20. You know, we're tough to guard, and we have multiple people that can score. And it was Jada's night the other night, and we'll see who steps up the next game.
Maddie's been so consistent for you. A pretty good line when she could score 20 on only 8 shots, and she was 3 of 5 from 3 and hit clutch free throws, 7 of 8, had 6 rebounds. Just an all-around game for her.
Oh, yeah. Maddie's a gamer. You know, big game, she steps up. And, you know, one of those misses was in and out on a 3 that I thought was down. You know, she, you know, just has good feel for the game and kind of loses herself in the moment there. And we want our players to be comfortable. And I'm going to talk to them about, you know, being physically loose but mentally tight. You know, I mean, we're focused in on the game. You know, just when I say tight, like locked in is what I mean. So we're locked into the game, and I thought Maddie did a great job of that.
One of the things that makes you guys so fun to watch is when you get out in the open floor. You get a rebound, an outlet, and all your girls' eyes are up. Mm-hmm. Something I've been preaching to young kids I've been coaching for the years. You get your eyes up, you can see the floor, and you really beat them in transition in that third quarter.
Yeah, we did. You know, they started sending two girls at Anna, and rightfully so. She's our best ball handler, and that left people open. And our girls are unselfish, and we got up the floor, got some easy ones, got fouled. We got to the line a lot, too. And, you know, we were taking what they were willing to give us, and that worked out to our advantage.
Seaman now 23-0. They have a date with Andover the second straight year in the state semifinals. We'll preview the Trojans when we return on our pregame show with head coach of the Vikings, Matt Tinsley. This is State Basketball from Emporia on 96.9 The Pulse.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Wade Gershner back with you on our pregame show, 96.9 The Pulse on the free MSC Radio app. Joined again by the head coach of the Seaman Lady Vikings, Matt Tinsley. His team undefeated, taking on Andover, who is 22-1. Andover beat St. James Academy on Wednesday by a final of 49-44. Well, you're familiar with this squad, of course. You faced them in the semifinals a year ago at state, knocked them off 49-45. They only lost to a 6A state qualifier, 6A ranked team in Wichita Heights, and they have a lot of ranked wins just like you do. Your thoughts on this matchup against Andover today in the state semis?
They're a great team. You know, they've had a great season. Obviously, you know, their record, they're good. You know, they have a lot of kids that could score. They have 5 kids out there that can shoot. They're athletic. They play to their strengths. From what I saw the other night and what I've seen on film, they're very intense, and they play hard. So we're going to have to... It's going to be a battle, no doubt about that. So we're going to have to be locked in and ready to go.
How important is rebounding in this game? They're really good in offensive glass, 13 offensive rebounds, and went over St. James Academy. And Elijah Green set the single-season record for rebounds for Andover this year.
Yeah, you have to keep Green off the glass. You know, she's a tremendous athlete. She can get up, and we got to keep a body on her at all times and not let them get second chances. You know, a lot of times, you know, they shoot a lot of threes. You know, Andover does, so rebounds. Then it always seems like on TV, an offensive rebound, kick out for a 3 goes in. more than it doesn't. So that's got to be key, just making sure it's one and done, keeping her off the glass, but and stay in front of the dribble, and we can't get beat, and which will allow kickouts, penetration shots. So that'll be key, being there on closeouts, being there when they catch, and containing the inside.
What's it say about them? When you look at the box score, they shot just 32% for the game, and they still beat St. James Academy, who's really, really good. They were 4 of 22 from three. They hit 15 of 23 free throws. You yourselves are just 4 of 14 from three. But what does that say when you can win a game not shooting the ball very well?
Well, you better keep them off the glass so they don't get more attempts, really, and play without fouling so they don't get to the line. That's going to be key. And both teams are going to be amped up. It's going to be a fun atmosphere, which the state tournament should be like. But like I said, we need to limit their, you know, extra possessions that they can get.
Is there anything you can take from last year's state semifinal matchup and apply to this year in regards to looking at them and scouting them? I know they lost a couple of seniors.
Yeah, they lost two great players, and we lost great players too. You know, last year's baskets don't score this year's points, unfortunately. So we know it's going to be a dogfight, and they're a great team, and we're a great team too. And my talk today, hey, we just want to enjoy this moment. You've earned it. You've worked hard for it. We've done all that we can do. Now the fun part. Now it's let's go out and have fun.
Coach, best of luck. Go get them today.
Thank you.
Matt Tinsley, head coach of Seaman Lady Vikings, as they get set for the state semifinals today on 96.9 The Pulse against Andover. We'll be back with the starting lineups. This is state basketball on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Match of the 5A state semifinals a year ago here at Emporia. It is Seaman versus Andover, with the winner moving on to the state championship game coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And we'll face St. Thomas Aquinas, who knocked off Hayes, the number one seed in the first round, 51-48, and then took care of Spring Hill earlier today, 68-54. St. Thomas Aquinas won seven straight state championships prior to last year, lost the first round of state, and then Seaman, of course, went on to win the state title. Seaman knocked out DeSoto in the first round a year ago, then beat Andover by four in the semis, 49-45, and then won the championship over Mays South. Seaman got here via sub-state when they hosted, beat Topeka West, 59-42. Then last Friday, beat the number 10 team in 5A, Cape and Mount Carmel, 55-47. Then Wednesday, a win over the fifth-ranked team in the state, the 7-seed Piper, 66-54, 24-10 third quarter. Matty Gregg had 20, Jaden Stallmar 18, Ava Essa 10 points, 11 rebounds, 2 block shots, as the Lady Vikings pulled away in the third quarter, beating Piper for the third time this year. Seaman hasn't lost since February 20th of last year at Shawnee Heights. They've won 29 in a row. They're perfect 23-0 when undefeated in the UKC. This is their seventh state semifinal. They're 2-2 all-time in title games. Won the title back in 91 over Manhattan in 6A. Won the title last year over Mays South in the 5A final. Lost the championship in 1990 in 6A to Shawnee Mission West by 2 points, and lost to Bishop Miege in 01 in the championship. The Seaman trying to make it their fifth title game and the second in a row, after winning it all last year. Andover's number 3 seed, and they are 23-1. Their only loss to Wichita Heights, a team that was in the 6A state semifinals in Wichita, who's ranked 4th in 6A. That's their only loss back on January the 10th. They won 17 in a row, and they have never won a state championship. This is their 5th semifinal appearance. This is the 3rd consecutive semifinal appearance. They finished 4th in 5A a couple years ago, finished 3rd last year after losing to Seaman, beat Emporia for 3rd place, went 24-1 a year ago. 1996, they lost in the state title game in 5A to Miege. 1995, they lost the 4A state title game to Hayden. So they haven't been to the state championship game in 29 years, but they could if they could knock off an upset Seaman here today. It is the Vikings and the Trojans. Starting lineups to come after this timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
And along with studio engineer MJ, it's Wade Gerstrom with you here on 96.9 The Pulse. We have a doubleheader for you tonight, as it will be the Silver Lake Boys playing later tonight against Goodland. Brandon Tappan will have the call here on 96.9 The Pulse, with pregame around 7:47-45 after this one concludes. And the Silver Lake girls are going to be starting in a few minutes down in Hutch. Brandon will have the call on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. Of course, all our games are available on the radio and also on the free MSC radio app. Also listen online, mscsports.net. The starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. The starters for the Andover Lady Trojans, 23-1, undefeated in the Art Valley Chisholm Trail Division II for the second straight year. Obviously won the league title a few years ago. They're 13-9. 2 years ago, 21-4, fourth in 5A. Last year, 24-1, finished third, only blemish, losing the semifinals at state to Seaman by 4 points. They won 17 in a row the last month, coming on January the 10th against Wichita Heights. They are 6-1 against ranked teams. They've beaten number 2 and 6A Derby. They beat Art City, number 7 and 5A, twice. They beat Mueller, number 9 and 4A. They beat Mays South, number 6 and 5A. And they beat number 2 and 5A, St. Jude's Academy, in the state quarterfinals on Wednesday, winning 49-44, despite shooting 32% from the floor and just 4 of 22 from 3. But they got the line 10 more times than St. James Academy, and at 13 offensive rebounds. They're led by Bella Bujarda with 16, and Aaliyah Green had 10 points and 12 rebounds, her ninth straight double-double. She has 17 double-doubles on the year. Hannah Alexander, head coach in her fourth year, third straight appearance for Andover. She was a head coach at Topeka High and led Topeka High to the state title game in 19 and 21. 2020, Topeka High was undefeated, and then the season ended in the state semifinals because of COVID. Bella Budhara is a 5'7 sophomore guard, averaging 17 points, 4 rebounds, leading scorer for this Andover Trojan team. Aja Stolman is a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 8 points, 3 rebounds. Katie Evans, a 5'2 senior guard, averaging 5.5 points, 2 rebounds. Aaliyah Green, 6'1 senior forward, averaging 13.5 points, 12 rebounds on the year. So the single season record for offensive boards and a single season record for overall rebounds for Andover. And then Gerhand, a 5'9 sophomore, starts the guard, averaging 7.5 points per contest. So it's Budhara, Sullivan, Evans, Green, and Hand, the starting five for Andover. For the Seaman Lady Vikings, number 2 seed in this tournament, but then Hayes High, the number 1 seed, lost in the first round. Seaman, only undefeated team remaining of the four. They won 29 in a row, went undefeated in the UKC, won a league title for the third straight year, led by head coach Matt Tinsley, his eighth year, and in those 8 years, Seaman has made it to state 6 times. Starting lineup for the Vikings, Jada Stahlbomber, a 5'8 senior guard, averaging 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists. She was sensational with 18 in that win over Piper on Wednesday, added 7 rebounds. Anna Becker, 5'11 senior point guard, all-state, all-leaguer. She played all 32 minutes on Wednesday against Piper. She was held to 9 points, but she had 6 assists, had 27 and 4 threes in the sub-state semis last week against Topeka West. The all-time leading scorer, all-time leading assist lady, and the all-time leading theft. That's what I want to call it, thefts, but the all-time steals leader at Seaman. She's averaging 16 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, 4 rebounds. Kimberly Wilhelm's a 5'8 senior forward. She's averaging 8.7 rebounds, had 8 rebounds against Piper on Wednesday. Maddie Gragg, a 5'10 junior guard, only non-senior in the lineup. She's a junior, all-state, all-leaguer, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists, had a team-high 20 against Piper, went 5'8 from the floor, 7'8 from the line, 3 for 5 from 3.
And Ava Esther rounds out the starting five, a 6-foot senior forward. And when she plays well, Seaman is almost virtually impossible to beat. She's averaging 7 points, 8 rebounds, and came up with a couple of big block shots on Wednesday against Piper. Seaman is in the white uniforms with the blue numerals lettering outlined in the red. Andover, on the flip side, blue jerseys with the white numerals lettering outlined in red. We are underway. The tip is controlled by Esther. She is jumping against Green. Seaman has the ball. Hope you enjoy it tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. 5A State semifinals here from Emporia State University. Posting up is Esther. Out front, this is Wilhelm. Wilhelm underhands it to Gregg. Gregg steps in. Nowhere to go. Gives it out to Becker. Becker, the Drake signee. Inside, posting up Wilhelm. She turns. Off-balance Banker off left, but she gets her own rebound. Putback doesn't go, but a foul called on the Andover Trojans. Rebounding is huge in this game. Coach Tinsley telling me yesterday when we were recording our pregame interview that we have to rebound the ball well. Andover hits the offensive glass very effectively. As the foul's on Katie Evans, her first team foul of the ball game. So to the line to my left is Wilhelm. She knocks down the first free throw. She's a 73% foul shooter. Last year averaged 3.4 rebounds. She's hit 22 triples this year, averaging 8.7 boards and 3 assists. And she's a glue player, and she knocks down both free throws. One of 4 seniors on this team for Seaman. And the Lady Vikings have the early 2-0 lead. Just underway here from White Auditorium. Home of the Hornets, but right now, this time of year, home of the 5A state tournament. Out front with the basketball's hand. To the right side, it goes Sullivan. Sullivan's hierarchy, Banker, no, but a foul called. A blocking foul on Jada Stahlbaumer, her first. Stahlbaumer just seems to have a different gear at state competition time. She played very well last year at state and then picked it up on Wednesday with 18 points, 11 in that 24-10 third quarter run against Piper. Free throw on the way. Mack Iron, too strong by Sullivan, who's a 61% foul shooter. Seaman averages 59 points a game. Andover 63. Andover's outscoring opposition by almost 30 a game. Seaman outscoring opposition by 25. Both teams shoot 45% from the floor as Sullivan hits 1 out of 2. Seaman 68% from the line. Andover just 56%. There's a big reason why that number is low. We'll tell you when we have an opportunity and explain. 2-1. Seaman with the lead. Free throws for both teams thus far. Here's Wilhelm. Inside the arc, drives right of the lane. Banker, good. Wilhelm has all 4 to start things for Seaman. 4-1, Lady Vikings in this 5A state semifinal. Both teams open up in man-to-man defense. Posting up is Green. Green doubled immediately. Good help dive by Gregg. Now here is Sullivan. Between the leg dribble near wing. Plays it out front. Pump fake. Drive into the lane. Stops. Turn. Pivot. Back. Up and under. Tough shot off the glass. Rims out. And then Green tipped it out of bounds off of Esser as hand made a nice pivot, and then an up and under. The high-arcing Banker was a bit too strong. 4-1, Lady Vikings in the early going. Inbounds to Budhara, who can really shoot it. Left it short, fading away from 15 on the inbounds, and gets the loose change. Into the near corner goes to Sullivan, posting up his Green against Esser. Has it rejected, and a late whistle and a foul. Boy, that was clean up high. It has to be with the lower body. And that's something to keep an eye on here. The Esser-Green matchup. Esser, a 6-foot senior. Aaliyah Green is a transfer from Hutch. She's going to play volleyball and basketball at Butler Community College. She's a 6'1 senior. Last year averaged 13 points and 9 rebounds. And she makes the first free throw, and that's a development in itself because Green, who's averaging 14 points and 12 rebounds, has attempted 102 free throws and made just 29. That's 28%. She misses the second line drive. 1 out of 2. Andover will take that. Here's Becker. 4-2. Vikings with the lead. 6:25 to go in this first quarter. Between the rings, it goes to Gregg. Gregg coming off a 20-point performance on Wednesday. Left it short on the runner baseline. Gets the long carom, however. Maddie, a couple dribbles. Will backdoor cut. This is Stahlbaumer. Pull up left of the lane. Rims off. And rebounded there by Sullivan. Here come the Lady Trojans of Andover. Just outside of Wichita. Here's Green, top of the circle. Fakes, doesn't take the three-pointer. She's made 2 out of 10 attempts. Now Sullivan weaves through the lane and scores. Right-hand scoop. Score and break down the Seaman defense. We're tied at 4 with under 6 to play in the first quarter. And over in the blue jersey, Seaman in the white. Stahlbaumer looking inside for Esser. Had position, but they don't throw it to her. Green playing behind her. Stahlbaumer drives baseline. And foul is called on Sullivan. Asia Sullivan, a sophomore, with her first. 4 seniors, a junior, 6 sophomores, and a freshman on the state roster for Andover. They start two seniors, three sophomores. They're 4-0 against ranked 5A teams this year. They're 6-1 against ranked teams. Only lost to 6A semifinalist Wichita Heights back on January the 10th. They won 17 in a row since. Here's Becker. Picked up the dribble. Almost a five count. Good defense by the Trojans. Now Stahlbaumer back to Becker. Becker drives, stops, steps back, shoots, and hits. Oh, she just stopped on a dime, Becker, and hits from six. Anna Becker's first two. She struggled the last couple of games. Just eight against Piper last time she played Piper, and then nine on Wednesday against Piper. Here's a pull-up jumper by hand, and she switches it, and Esser turned her right ankle. Hopefully she's going to be okay as they stop play and let her recover. We are tied at six. Esser will try to shake it off wearing the big bulky knee brace on her left knee, but it was her right ankle that she turned. She's trying to stretch it out right now. So here is Becker, the two-time UKC Offensive Player of the Year. Here is Gregg, a little crossover, spins, pivots, stops, flips it up with the right hand hook, and gets it to fall. Boy, creative move by Maddie Gregg, her first two. And it's 8-6 Seaman with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Sullivan, a high screen set by hand. Sullivan plays it out. Top of the key goes to Green. It's not really a threat to shoot it from downtown. She's made just two threes on the year. Posting is Green. That's where she likes it. Double team. Back to Sullivan. Pull up Jay. Off the dribble. Baseline. Off the iron. No. And Esther, a strong rebound for Seaman. Esther averaging eight boards a game to lead the team in that category. 4:22 to go first quarter. 8-6 in favor of Seaman. Gregg flips it over to Stahlbaumer. She sets it up between the ovals, moving to our left. Hands it off to Becker. Turns the corner through the lane, and their little scoop layup is short. She wanting a foul, bump by Green, but no call. They let him play. Far corner, this is Katie Evans, 5'2 senior. Green asks her, dared her to shoot it. Says she puts it on the floor. Bounce pass to Sullivan. She goes baseline. Her floater is good. Up and over Esther. Tough shot. Sullivan has five of Andover's eight. She averages just eight a game, and we're tied at eight. Here's Becker to the free throw circle. Esser swings at the Stahlbaumer. She veers baseline and is fouled, or just simply the ball knocked out of bounds. Ball knocked out of bounds. No foul as the defender Sullivan lost her left shoe, and she'll try to put it back on. Ryan Miller is in for the first time for Seaman, the 5'6 junior, at 4 points against Piper on Wednesday. Gregg to trigger it in. Nobody guards the inbounder. Lob it all the way out front. With it is Wilhelm, who had the first 4 points of the game for Seaman here this evening. She spins, and we have a hold hand check called by Segris, who just checked in, a 5'6 sophomore for Andover. That is the third team foul on the Trojans, two team fouls on Seaman. We hit five. We have a double bonus for the team not committing all the fouls. Underhanded pass Becker to Miller. Miller, a little crossover. Angles baseline, scores on the floater, and she's fouled. Ryan Miller, the junior, with a spark off the bench. Chance for the and one. Foul is on Buhara. That is her first. Fourth team foul with 3:27 to go first quarter. Seaman leads 10-8. Just tuning in, it's a rematch of the state semifinals last year. Seaman won 49-45. Andover's the one undefeated coming in last year, 23-0. Seaman was 21-2. As Miller hits the free throw, this year Seaman, the only undefeated team at 23-0. And Andover coming in at 22-1. Like I said, 23-1. They're 22-1. Here is Sullivan. Kips it across over to Budhara, who is a really good three-point shooter. 77 career threes. She's just a sophomore. Has 54 triples this year. Inside, stepping through Green. A lot of contact, and a foul is called. If that's on Esser, that's two. And that, well, they called it on Gregg, and that's a break for Seaman. That's Maddie's first. Third team foul on the Lady Vikings, making their seventh ever state semifinal appearance. Second straight year, of course. State title in 91, and a state title last year. Green's free throw is in and out. Green has had 17 straight double-doubles. Check that, 17 double-doubles, 9 straight. And she makes the second free throw. So it's 11-9. Seaman with the lead and the ball moving to our left. High screen set by Wilhelm. Here's Becker. Steps into a three. It's up and away. Bounces up. Rebound. Pot four. Bouncing off of Esser's hands. A track down far sideline there by Segris. Here's Sullivan. Chest pass ahead to Budhara. Back to Sullivan. Finds a crease. Angles inside. Misses. Green, power dribble, outstanding offensive rebounder, passes tipped by Miller, but it goes right out to Budhara. Her three is off from the corner. Good post block out on the weak side there by Wilhelm. She grabs the rebound, stays at baseline. Becker always looking down the floor, gets it to Miller. Miller back to our left in the corner. Now looks to the cutter and Becker. Becker spins in the lane, up and under, steps through, blocked cleanly, out of bounds. It'll stay with Seaman. Becker wanted a foul, but that was actually clean by Budhara. Brody Christensen is in, a 5'10 senior for Andover, her first appearance of the game. 2 minutes, 26 seconds to play first quarter. Seaman 11 and Andover 9. The winner gets St. Thomas Aquinas in the championship coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The loser will play for third against Spring Hill tomorrow at noon. Either way, we'll have it for you on 96.9 The Pulse. Becker to Esser, who had an early foul. Now Gragg to the free throw circle. Reverses field, pivots, steps through, had it blocked. Gragg gets it back, leans in again, had it blocked again, and a foul called on hand. Well, if once you don't succeed, try again. Good persistence by Gragg. To the chagrin of the Andover fans who thought it was clean. That's a 15 foul. Double bonus the rest of this first quarter with 2:10 to play in the frame. Seaman leading by two. Gragg can add to that advantage. First free throw up. She drills it. Gragg, 81% foul shooter, 7 of 8 from the line in the win over Piper on Wednesday in the first round of this 5A state tournament. It was the third win against the Pirates this year, a league rival for Seaman. Second free throw as Kara Beaton is in for Seaman, a sophomore, and Maddie knocks down the second free throw. 13-9, Seaman with the lead, 2:07 to go in this first quarter. Andover moving back to my right with the left-hand dribble with Segrist. Segrist, just a sophomore, picks up the dribble, pounded by Beaton, wide open, but Hara, three-pointer, that's in and out. Actually, it was Evans who put it up. She misses, halfway down and out. Iron unkind here in Emporia State for her. Here's Wilhelm in transition, picked up there by Segrist. Wilhelm spins, turns, shoots over the smaller Segrist, and misses an air ball. Segrist across the timeline, across the big E here, representing Emporia State University, that wide auditorium. Inside, posting up, pivot, power dribble, banker good to her left shoulder with the right hand. That is Aaliyah Green. She can play basketball and volleyball at Butler. She's a transfer from Hutch. Set the single season record rebounds this year at 276. 13-11 advantage for Seaman. Miller keeps the pivot foot. Now to Becker. Anna, between the leg dribble. Now picks it up, gives it to Wilhelm at the free throw circle. She dribbles out beyond the three-point line. In the near corner, it goes to Becker. Guarded there by Budhara. Sophomore versus senior. Miller has it. The left goes into the lane. Now the baseline, pull up Jay. Wilhelm, nothing but net. Wilhelm with six. And it's 15-11. Seaman with 45 seconds to go in this first quarter. Budhara, hesitation dribble. Drives into the paint. Misses it. Rims off. And the rebound to Gragg. Here's Becker, always looking to push. Checks her left. Has a person open now to the trailer. Gragg wide open, hops into the three. Bingo! Transition threes. Usually something three-pointers shooters love to have. Just trail the play and then hit it. 18-11 as the defense is scrambling. Inside it goes the Green. Double team. Fires it back out. The three on the way by Segrist. Back iron, no. Cleaning the glass is Wilhelm. She checks the clock. Becker into the front court. Pulls from 33 off to the right as we close out the first quarter. Seaman 18, Andover 11 at the end of the first. Here at the 5A state semifinals at Emporia. This is the Giant Communication and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We start the second quarter, Seaman with a seven-point lead, high arcing three, rims off from Budhara from the far corner. Viking is with their biggest lead of the night thus far, defending 5A state champs, 29-game winning streak. Miller to the cutter, which is Stahlbomber, and she is fouled by Sullivan. That is first second, and the first team foul of the second quarter. Island Park boys, after losing in the state semis the last 2 years, won today in the semis. Ja'Cory Robinson with 26, Mikey Williams 18. Island Park defeated Piper 60-55. Piper came all the way back down 11, tied it with about a minute to go, and then Island Park hit five free throws to win it by five. Here's Becker backing down the smaller defender out to Wilhelmer. Three wide right, missed everything, an air ball. And then Green, who's one of the best rebounders in the state, hauls in that air ball. Here's Sullivan, guarded by Stahlbomber. Both teams playing man-to-man defense. Stahlbomber wearing those light pink shoes. To the near wing, Budhara inside to Green. Quick turnaround shot, good. Boy, that was a quick, hard pivot, and then back to her right shoulder, able to score. She has six. 18-13 Seaman. Here is Miller. Looks inside, nothing there for Ether. Almost a five count. Good defense being applied by Katie Evans of the Trojans. Wilhelm trying to back down Greer Hand. Out front, this is Miller into the paint. Fires it in the near corner to Becker. Becker doesn't pull the trigger. Now trying to go to work against Budhara. Here is Wilhelm. Seaman being patient. Behind the back dribble. Nice move by Becker, but cut off. Good recovery by Budhara. Here is Stahlbomber. She drives and had it blocked out of bounds by Sullivan. Gregg coming in out of a short breather. Wilhelm goes out. Gregg played 29 to 32 minutes on Wednesday. Becker played all 32 minutes in that win over Piper. 66-54 was the final. Inbounds to Becker from Gregg. Gregg post up. Goes to work against Hand. Turns, dribbles, and banks it in on the right side. Went all the way across the lane. Gregg has nine, and it is 20-13. Seaman with the lead, trying to advance to the state championship game for the second straight year. Trying to have a perfect season. Aquinas waits in the finals. As Green turns with a right-handed hook, and Esser, looked like she blocked it all ball, and the same official calls a second foul on Esser. Even if she comes down, she's still, as long as it's all ball, it doesn't matter how hard she comes down with it. But the official says, got her across the arm. Not sure about that one, but Coach Timms is pleading his case as a free throw. Missing by Green, who's 2 of 5 from the line. She's a 28% foul shooter, and she's attempted 100 free throws. That's obviously not ideal if you're an Andover Trojan fan. So Esser has to leave with her second at the 6:02 mark as Green makes the second. He has seven, 20-14. So he marked that down. Esser leaves with two fouls with 6 minutes to go in this first half. It was Riley Gerber of Piper, their best post player, getting a lot of foul trouble, and that really helped Seaman pull away the other night. Here's Becker, drives all the way to the hoop and banks it in from five straight away. Becker with her second field goal, 22-14. So with Esser on the bench, that means seems a little bit smaller. Here's Green attacking Gregg. Misses. Green gets their own rebound. Goes up strong. Counted and a foul. And that's where you miss Esser. Because Green at 6'1 is the tallest player on the floor by about 3 or 4 inches. And now Gregg just picked up her second personal. And that is a second team foul on the Vikings. Miller checking out. Wilhelm is in. And a timeout called by Seaman. 22-16. Back in 30 seconds. This is high school basketball for the 5A state tournament on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back.
the new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
The second quarter lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship caliber parts that you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. As Green missed second free throw, but the rebound to Budhara. And then Green slips and falls, but gets it to a teammate. So Green, now in this ballgame, has nine, and then she drives again, this time blocked by Gregg. Has to be careful playing with two fouls. Back the other way, Stahlbommer spins, left all alone, no help defense, and she banks it in with the left. Stahlbommer's first two, and it's... Green spins, kicks it out. Sullivan's three, way off. Rebounded there by Wilhelm. Andover was just 4 of 22 from 3 on Wednesday in the win over St. James Academy, but on the season they're pretty good from 3 at 34%. They've hit 157 threes, but Ara has hit 54, including 8 in a game this year against Goddard, which tied a school record. Now a bad pass by Becker trying to go into Beaton, and then the outlet pass for Andover from Evans is off the knee of Becker and out of bounds on the baseline. Seegers coming into the ball game for Andover. No turnovers yet for Andover. That was the first turnover for Seaman, and we have played almost a quarter and a half, so that's clean basketball. 4:26 to go, first half, 24-16. Three-pointer, top of the circle. Bingo! Nothing but nylon for Bella Budra. Budhara with the three. That's her 55th of the year, 78th of her career. That's 24-19 Seaman. Here's Becker. Seaman trying to answer. Becker picks up the dribble. Bounce pass between the rings. It goes to Stahlbommer. Coming off an 18-point performance on Wednesday. Puts on the floor. Cut off there by Seegers. Now Wilhelm scored the first 4 points of the game. Senior spins into the lane. We're off balance. Lobs in the corner. This is Stahlbommer. Stahlbommer forces a baseline. Air ball. And here's Evans cleaning the glass for Andover. Back ahead. This is Hand going baseline. Cut off by Becker. Good defense by Anna. Jumper from the corner. Air ball. Put up there by Seegers. 3:35 and ticking first half. Seaman 24 and Andover 19. Seaman's led the entire way in this 5A state semifinal rematch of last year's state semi that Seaman won by four. Beaton swings it. Becker goes baseline and a blocking foul called on Budhara, and that is her second. So Budhara and Sullivan, two starting guards, have two fouls for Andover. Seaman, Gregg and Esser each have two. Now Miller is in, and Kara Beaton goes out. Junior in for sophomore. Miller had a three-point play in the first quarter, and now Green deflects the pass, but tracking down the loose ball far sideline near half court is Gregg. Maddie averaged 13 a game, All-State All-Leaguer a year ago, just a junior. Here's Becker, screen set by Miller. Becker going to play Division I basketball next year. At Drake, going to be a Bulldog. Looks inside, plays it out front. Here's Stahlbommer. 3 minutes to go in this first half. Lady Vikings leading by five, 24-19. Motion offense by Seaman. Here's Becker. Between the leg dribble, backs it out. Picked up there by Seegers. Becker looks inside, posting up on the block. This is Maddie Gregg. Puts her head down, turns, right-hand hook up and over Green. No, and then Green gets the rebound. Green in the open floor, brings it up, goes all the way to my right, kick out. 17-footer on the way is short. A good box by Wilhelm on the shooter, which was Hand. So many times you see the shooter not getting boxed out on a perimeter J. Fundamentally sound basketball by Wilhelm, who does the little things for this team. 2:22 and ticking second quarter. Here's Becker behind the back dribble. Steps through, up and under, shot up, no, but a foul on Seegers. As Becker just trying to make something happen on her own, and she did. And that's two on Seegers. Three team fouls on Andover. The only common opponent these two teams have played this year was Derby. Seaman beat Derby when they were number one middle of the year. by 13, and then Andover beat Derby earlier by 13. Free throw, Becker, swish. Anna with 5, averages 16 a game to lead the team. 71% foul shooter. Matt Tinsley, assisted by Steve Alexander, head coach at Seaman for 24 years. Steve Darting, also an assistant, along with Aubrey Taylor, a Seaman alum and Baker All-American, and Dan Ruda, as Becker makes both free throws. He has 6. 26-19, Seaman with the lead. Green, with her back to the basket, now puts on the floor, goes by Miller, and then her floater is way too strong off the window, but rebound to Budhara. Play it out front. This is Sullivan. Fires in the near corner. Seaman in a zone, and we have a whistle and a foul called on Seaman away from the ball. Might be on Becker. Let's see. Coach Tinsley not happy with the official right now to my right. So Becker called for a hold. That's her first. And the 13th out Seaman, 32nd timeout by Andover. We'll take it with him. 26-19 Vikings, 1:59 to go first half. This is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse, MSC Sports Radio Network, back in 30.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
The Lady Vikings trying to defend their state championship and trying to run it back. Also, in order to do that, that would mean they'd have to have a perfect season. Can't lose now. They're 23-0, two wins away from going back-to-back. They lead in the state semis over Andover, 1:59 to play second quarter, 26-19 in favor of the Vikings. Both teams have burned a 30-second timeout. Seaman in his zone, a 2-3 look. Here's a three on the way, off the mark, put up there by Segrist. Great box out by Becker. Well, Seaman has to buy a little time playing some zone because Gregg has two fouls. That protects her. She's on the floor, and Esser on the bench with two. Backdoor cut, Gregg threw a little bit late, and Staubomber, oh, she saved it. Here's a three. Miller, it's up and away, bouncing off. Hit the rim, hit the bridge, bounced high, and then came off the cylinder. Here's Green pushing it, fires it over. Pump fake. Budhara all the way to the hoop. Misses the shot. Lands on her stomach. Foul whistled against the Vikings. Their 14th foul. This is on Wilhelm, her first. St. Thomas Aquinas waits the winner. They're 17-7. The only team wasn't rated at the end of the year by the KBCA. Won 7 straight titles. Lost the first round overtime last year at May South. Ended that streak. They beat the 1-seed Hayes, who's undefeated 22-0 by 3. And today won by 14 over Spring Hill. As 1 out of 2 for Budhara. He has 4, 77% foul shooter, 26-20 Vikings. Miller, top of the key, it goes to Gregg. And over in the man-to-man, here's Becker on the near wing in front of us. Now to Wilhelm, left of the key. To the far wing, Staubomber picks right, dribbles left, gives it up to Wilhelm. Wilhelm facing the bucket, tries to hand it off and does to Miller. The junior, now a dribble handoff over to Becker. Becker checks the clock. No shot clock at state competition in the state of Kansas. That may change in the near future. 50 seconds remaining in the half. Here's Becker, picked up the dribble early. Got to watch a 5 count. Good catch by Staubomber. Here's Miller going baseline. Lobs it underneath. Great pass to Wilhelm, who lays it in. Miller, what a dime. Wilhelm with 8. And it's 28-20 Seaman. 30 seconds to go before intermission. I can stay in that zone, posting up as Green against Gregg. Puts it up, doesn't go. Green gets her own rebound, kicks it out, and then knocked away, stolen out front. Here's Ryan Miller, all the way to my left, right-hand layup, good! Ryan Miller with 5 off the bench, and it's 30-20 as Seaman takes the turnover and scores 2 points off of it. 6 seconds to go before halftime. Here's Gregg against Green. Green leans in. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and can't get it to go on a foul. And if you're Seaman, you better hope it's not on Gregg, and it isn't. It's on Wilhelm. So Wilhelm, Gregg, and Esser all have 2 fouls. Luckily, there's only 1.5 seconds to play in the second quarter. 30-20 Seaman. Green to the line. Line drive free throw. They had no chance. That ball hit the bottom of the rim. It's just mind-blowing how you can have some amazing athletes that struggle shooting free throws when nobody's defending you. And you could practice this a lot in the gym. Second free throw, line drive, no, but the rebound put back good at the buzzer by Brody Christensen as nobody boxed out the senior on the missed free throw. That's a breakdown by Seaman. Andover trying to build off of that as Andover trails Seaman at the break, 30-22. This is the Giant Communications JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, back with our halftime show after this 2.5 minute break on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Now, along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner back with you as the Seaman Lady Vikings lead in this 5A state semifinal, 30-22. Vikings led the entire way in that first half, led 18-11 at the end of one, led by 10 when Green missed two free throws, but on the missed second free throw, Seaman failed to box out. Brody Christensen got a cheap layup right before the buzzer with 1.5 seconds remaining. Green was at the line, just had to box out, and they wouldn't have got those two, but still, Seaman leads at the break by 8. Seaman outscoring Andover in the paint, 16-8. Second chance points, 5 for Andover, 3 for Seaman. Bench points, 5 for Seaman, all from Ryan Miller, including a 3-point play. Seaman was a perfect 7-of-7 from the line, Andover 5-of-13, and we talked about their star player inside, Aaliyah Green, who is just a 28% foul shooter on the year. She's 3-of-9 so far, so that's why they're only 5-of-13. Andover did have 9 offensive rebounds. They're plus 1 overall in the glass, 18-17. Just 2 turnovers in the first half, 1 for each team. Seaman led in that first half. Balanced attack with Maddie Gregg with 9 points, 3-of-6 from the floor, 1-for-1 from 3. 8 points for Kinley Wilhelm, 3-for-6 from the floor. Anna Becker with 6 points and 3 rebounds. Wilhelm had 7 rebounds to go along with 8 points. Jada Stahlbaumer with a bucket. She has 2 points. And Ryan Miller off the bench, a 3-point play. He has 5 points in this first half. Seaman 11-24 from the floor, 46%, 1-of-5 from 3, perfect 7-of-7 from the line. Andover 8-of-26 from the floor, just 31% after shooting 32% on Wednesday in that win over St. James Academy. Just 1-of-8 from 3. They're led in the first half by Aaliyah Green with 9, 5 for Asia Sullivan, 4 for Bella Gudhara on a 3-pointer. 2 points apiece for Greer Hand and Brody Christensen. Halftime, it is Seaman 30, Andover 22. This is the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Back in 2 minutes, this is high school basketball for the 5A State Tournament Wide Auditorium in Emporia on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love. Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Hey, welcome back. Halftime here at Wine Auditorium in Emporia. Class 5A girls state semifinal. Seaman leading Andover at intermission 30-22. The winner of this game will play for the championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock against St. Thomas Aquinas, who knocked off Spring Hill 68-54. They're 17-7 on the year. Spring Hill plays the third tomorrow at noon against the loser of the Seaman Andover game. Class 5A boys, Highland Park, after losing the semis last 2 years, they're going to move on to the state championship. They won the semifinal matchup today over Piper, 60-55. Ja'Cory Robinson with 26, Mikey Williams 18. Highland Park, perfect 24-0. They'll take on the winner over Cape Mount Carmel Andover later tonight. Cape Mount Carmel, the defending 5A state champions. Girls 6A Derby wins today over Latham North, 68-55. They await the winner of Wichita Heights Blue Valley North for the championship. And boys 6A play Shawnee Mission Northwest, the win over Mays, 63-55. They'll take on Olathe North and Wichita Heights for the championship tomorrow at 4. Girls 4A, Wellington wins, number one seed, 46-30 over Bueller. And they will play the winner of Hayden versus Bishop Miege. Class 4A boys, McPherson, Gate Pyle, second straight state title game. In the quarters, hit a overtime buzzer beater to beat Baldwin. Hit a double overtime buzzer beater today over number one seed undefeated Ottawa, 52-50. McPherson living a charmed life. They're in the championship. They'll take on either Rock Creek or Andale. In Class 3A, out in Salina, the Silver Lake girls on 103.9 Kansas, our sister station, they trail halftime against Heston 31-29. The winner will get Halstead, and the championship loser will play Colby tomorrow at noon for third place in Hutch. 3A boys come up later tonight on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network. Silver Lake boys pulling off the upset over Lakin yesterday, 48-46. They'll take on Goodland. Goodland lost a state title a year ago. The winner will get Heston, who won today over Galena, 60-42. Class 2A boys, Mound Ridge, looking at their third straight title. They won a 36 in a row over Valley Falls today, 74-46. They await the winner, Sterling L. Saline. Valley Falls will play for third tomorrow at noon in Manhattan on 93.7 Carrier Country. Mound Ridge girls also in championship. They win by 20 over Inman today. They'll take on either Donovan West or Colgan. Donovan West playing tonight on 103.9 KNZA. Girls Class 1A Division 1, Centralia beats Troy 58-40. Centralia in the championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock against either Little River or Quinter. Troy will play for third tomorrow at noon out at Dodge City. Boys Class 1A Division 1 Opie a winner today. They'll be in championship against either South Central or South Gray. Girls Class 1A Division 2 Lynn in championship game for the first time in school history. They win over Attica 54-39. They'll take on either Lebo or Hanover in the championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock out in Colby. And Boys Class 1A Division 2 Cunningham a winner today over Lyra Christian by 10. They'll take on either Axtell or Dighton. Axtell Dighton tonight on our sister station 92.1 KMZA. So we are about ready to get going here in the second half. Big thanks to our sponsors, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Stockbridge State Bank, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthaus Agent, Atchison Auto Parts, Giant Communications, Bob Jan, Toyota, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, Lincoln's Cattle Company, Communities Bank, and Wilson Tire. It's time for our third quarter starting lineup, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup. Your vehicle needs championship caliber parts, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. It is Anna Becker, Jada Stahlbauer, Kinley Wilhelm, Ava Esser on the floor, along with Kinley Wilhelm for Seaman. Starting five for Andover, Bella Budhara, Aja Sullivan, Katie Evans, Aaliyah Green, and Greer Haynes. Seaman with the ball moving to my right in the white uniforms, blue numerals outlined in the red. Andover defending man-to-man in the road blue with the white numerals outlined in the red. So the teams have the same school colors. Out front, this is Anna Becker. Becker in that first half had 6 points. Brad playing with two fouls. Becker turns the corner, leans in against Green, and forces up and in. Anna Becker with 8. And Seaman leads 32-22, matching their biggest lead of this semifinal. This is Sullivan, posting on the right block as Green turns over Esser, left it short. Esser challenging, avoided her third foul, and here's Maddie Gregg. Gregg brings up the floor, finds a crease all the way to the hoop, left hand layup off the window is good. Nobody stopped the progress of Gregg. Timeout, Hannah Alexander and Andover. It's Seaman leading by 12, 34-22. Back in 1 minute, this is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pole.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
This is Kyle Edwards for Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
After the timeout called by Andover, they have three remaining. Andover trailing by 12 against the Vikings. With it is Katie Evans. Now hand. They swing it to Sullivan, pulls the trigger three from the corner, bouncing off. Esser fighting for the rebound, loose on the floor. She dives for it, out of bounds. That's touched by Andover. So it will be Seaman ball leading by 12. Here is Becker going inside, catching his Wilhelm. She turns, scores it. And she is fouled. Chance for the three-point opportunity to foul Katie Evans. That's her second. And Wilhelm continues her fantastic play. She has 10 in this contest. So Wilhelm to the line. Free throw up, and she switches it. The Vikings are perfect at the line, 8-for-8. It's 37-22, Lady Vikes. Over to Sullivan. Her floater way off to the right. Missed everything except the backboard. Rebounded by Stahlbauer. Here's Becker. Seaman in complete control. Leading by 15. Wilhelm posting on the right block. Skips it across.
to Stahlbummer. Here's Wilhelm facing top of the key. Now to Becker. Wilhelm has 11. Gregg has 11. Becker has 8. Miller 5 off the bench. Becker picks up the dribble. Wearing number 23. Lobs it on a back cut. Catching it, Wilhelm puts it up and in! Kinley Wilhelm averaging 8 a game at 13. And it's all Seaman. 39-22. 5:35 to go in the third. Inside Green. Suffocating defense by the Vikings. Green against Esser. Double teamed immediately. Sullivan out the hand. High arcing three. Short. Rebound to Wilhelm. It's pretty simple right now. Seaman is taking Green away with Esser in there after being in foul trouble the first half. They're just doubling right away, making her kick it out to the perimeter. If Andover doesn't hit threes, they're in trouble. And now being mugged out on the perimeter on the near sideline is Gregg by hand, and that's the second on hand. And the first team foul of the second half called on Andover. 5:14 to play, 39-22. Seaman has started the third quarter on a 9-0 spurt. As the second team foul on the Trojans. Here is Anna Becker, all-time leader in assists, steals, and points. That's Seaman. It's a high screen from Esser. Now tries to throw it down low and throws it away. Stolen. Good defensive play by Seagrass. Just a second turnover for the Lady Vikes, who made it to the state championship in volleyball after winning it all year ago. Here's a pull-up floater. Good by Sullivan, and that stops the bleeding for now. 39-24. Lady Vikings. Here's Stahlbommer. Looking inside. Lost it. Basketball. Back-to-back turnovers by Seaman. A little bit sloppy. Great pass. Sullivan filling the lane and scoring with the left hand off the window. And a timeout called by Andover. As Hand is able to score. She has 4. Timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds. This is high school basketball. 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA rural development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, Seaman started this second half on a 9-0 run, led 39-22. A couple of turnovers result in a couple buckets for Andover. Just 3 turnovers were Seaman in the game, just 1 by Andover. 39-26 Vikings. Andover is down to 2 timeouts remaining, 2 full. Seaman has 4 timeouts. High screen set by Esser. Becker angling to the near side. Now veers out of the corner. Plays it back near wing in front of the Seaman bench to our right as Gregg lobs it. Position Wilhelm. Nice give up underneath to Esser for the easy 2. Unselfish basketball. Esser's first points of the game. And it's 41-26 Seaman. 12 minutes away from going back to the state title game for the second straight year and a chance to run it back. Pull up jumper is good on the baseline there by Sullivan. She has 9. Trying to keep a minute. She is just a sophomore. 41-28 Vikings. Here's Becker. Hounded by Seagrass. Esser pops out to catch the pumpkin. Stahlbommer, the lefty, surveys the man-to-man defense. Here's Becker. Puts her shoulder down, her head down, dribbles in. Now brings it back out beyond the three-point line on the near side. 3:33 and ticking third quarter. Becker turns the corner on the left side of the lane. Spins, kick out, corner three. The lefty, Stahlbommer. That was way too strong. But it's like a pass. Goes right to Wilhelm, and she's fouled on the putback. That shot was so off by Stahlbommer that the backside rebound of Randover had no chance. And it went right to Wilhelm, almost like a pass off the backboard. It wasn't Jada's finest moment shooting the rock, but it worked out. And the foul is on Budhara. That's her third, as the free throw good by Wilhelm, who's having herself a night. She has 14 points, averages 8. Second free throw, good. You just can't key on one player. Becker's a star, we know that. But Gregg's terrific player. Esser's terrific. Wilhelm. Stahlbommer was huge the other night. Miller's got 5 big points off the bench this evening as well. 43-28. It's the consummate team. Green missed the layup. Got by Esser. Gregg a strong rebound. Tries to clear it out and does. And now Seaman has numbers. Gregg lobs it for Esser. She makes a great left-handed one-hand catch. But then it comes loose into the corner. Grabbed there by Sullivan. Gives it the hand who got away with a walk. Now Green in the front court, right to left.
fires a low pass into the corner. Inside it goes to Green. Turns right-hand hook. No, and a foul called. And now the Essers third. Coach Tinsley doing jumping jacks over here to my right, popping up and down. Ava picks up her third. That's really Andover's only chance, is to get Esser off the floor. She'll have to come out with the third foul. Seaman can take her out and protect her because they have a 15, now 14-point lead as Green line drive free throw. She makes it. She's 4 of 10. She has 10 points. Esser and Stahlbaumer checking out. Beaton and Miller in. Timeout Seaman. 43-29 Vikings. 2:53 to go third quarter. Back at 30 seconds is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Demon Girls calling a full timeout. They lead by 14, 43-29, 2:53 to go. Third quarter, Ava Esser now to the bench with three fouls. Look at Topeka Schools. Washburn Rural Girls and Boys lost the first round in Wichita. Topeka West lost in the first round here in 5A Boys. Hayden Girls were in the semifinals in 4A out in Salina. Highland Park Boys punched their ticket to the state championship here in 5A earlier today over Piper, 60-55. They're undefeated 24-0. They could get the defending champ, Cape Mount Carmel, who's playing in the semis later tonight against Andover. St. Thomas Aquinas waits the winner of this one for the championship tomorrow at 4 as a free throw in and out for Green. He's 4 of 11 under the stripe. Baseball pass ahead. Here's Beaton running the floor. Lays it up and in. Kara Beaton beats everybody down the floor. Greg got the rebound. Looked ahead off the rebound off the missed free throw. Beaton's first two. Now Sullivan steps through. High arc up the glass. No rebound. Green misses. Gets it back. Turns against Greg. That won't go. Ball tipped out by Beaton. Miller comes away with it for the Lady Vikes. 45-29. Seaman by 16. Trying to keep the foot on the gas. With 2:15 to go in the third quarter, and now a bad pass by Miller over the head of Becker, and it goes all the way into that court and out of bounds far side. Third turnover of the quarter for Seaman, but 4 for the game. Seaman shooting 68% for line as a team this year, Andover just 56%. And Seaman commits just 11 turnovers a game, Andover even better at 9, and Andover only has one turnover in this game. But they're shooting 30% from the floor. Seaman shoot 55%. Now a travel called on Budhara. One of the bigger differences in this game is the starting senior experience for the Vikes. They have 4 seniors, they all start, whereas Andover, they have 4 seniors, but 2 that start. Here is Becker. Pull up, Banker misses, left the lane from 7. A little bit too strong. Here's Sullivan, wants to push it. Fires a pass off the hands of Green and out of bounds. And Greg helps Green up as they inadvertently run into one another. Just bragging about the turnovers, the lack of, and Andover just committed their second. Under 2 to go in the third quarter, Seaman has led the entire way. Very impressive performance by the defending 5A champs, who are the only undefeated team left in 5A. They've won 29 in a row. Last time they lost the game was last year on February 20th at Shawnee Heights. Beat Topeka West, Cape Mount Carmel at Substate. Beat Piper on Wednesday in the 5A quarterfinals to get themselves here to the state semis for the 7th time in school history. Wilhelm in the far corner to Beaton. Sophomore gives it to Becker. Becker being harassed by Segrist. Becker dribbles to the foul line. Bounce pass to Wilhelm. Wilhelm cut off there. Good defense by Segrist, moving her feet on a switch. Now back to Becker. Becker shakes hand, goes up and lays it up and can't get it to go. As she went around Christensen. Cleaning the glass is Segrist for Andover. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Seaman leading 45-29. St. Thomas Aquinas waits the winner tomorrow for the championship. Top of the circle. Pump fake by Segrist. Back over. Three-pointer all the way by Evans. And she knocks it down. Finally, Andover is able to hit a three. Just their second of the game. And that's 45-32. Baseball pass ahead to Miller. Fires it out. Greg, wide open. Three from the college line. Misses. Rebound, Wilhelm. Power dribble. Way up good. Kenley Wilhelm, have yourself a game, young lady. The senior has 17. 47-32, Vikes. Budhara, right side, it goes to Evans. Evans pump fake. Becker goes by, into the corner, a three by Christensen, and she drills it. Christensen with five, her eighth three of the year, 47-35, and suddenly Andover, after making one three, has made back-to-back threes to cut it to 12. Coach Tinsley saying, let's hold for one. No shot clock. 25 on the game clock here in the third quarter. Vikings leading by 12. Got to watch a five count. Becker backs away to clear out from the halo area by the defender, which was Segrist. Here is Gregg, picked up by Christensen. Senior versus junior. Gregg is the junior. They clear it out. High screen, Wilhelm. Esser on the bench for three fouls. Gregg goes right by the defender. Goes up, lays it up. No. Rebound, Green. Three on the clock. Green dribbling up the floor. Now shoots from half court. Hits the backboard, and that's the end of three. Seaman, 47 and over 35. Back with the fourth quarter. This is State Basketball. 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network. Back in 1 minute.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls with the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Fourth quarter starting lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison. Every championship team needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Atchison. It is Becker, Stahlbaumer, Esser, Gregg, and Wilhelm starting five for Seaman. Here's Green, puts on the floor, Banker, no, rebound to Becker. Esser is trying to take a charge. Four on three opportunity for Seaman. Moving to my right, Becker plays it to Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer drives to her left and misses the shot, but a foul whistled against Andover. It's against Budhara, that's her fourth. So it's Budhara out there along with Evans, Sullivan, Green, and Hand, the starting five for Hannah Alexander, the head coach of the Andover Trojans. He was head coach at Topeka High and led them to the state title game in 1921. Were undefeated in 2020, made the state semis, and then COVID ended the season, so never had a chance to win the state title, which is still a shame that took place for all those teams that made it to the semis, especially those seniors that all of a sudden didn't even know they had played in their last game. 48-35, second free throw, Stahlbaumer. This one off the back iron, no. So she hits one out of two. She has 3 points. Quickly up the floor is Green. Seaman leading by 13. They led the entire night. Hand had a shot knocked with a Stahlbaumer, and then a loose ball foul called on Seaman as Evans was able to grab the block shot. It's on Stahlbaumer. That's her second. Team foul number one on Seaman. Evans was in the act of shooting, gets two free throws. She's attempted a six free throws. She's made four. Averaged 6.5 points a year ago. She's one of four seniors on this Andover roster, and she hits the first. Coach Tinsley saying, let's go ahead and box out. Seaman 9-0 against ranked teams this year. Andover 6-1 against ranked teams when they lost to 6A semifinalist Heights as Evans makes both free throws. 48-37. 7:20 to go in the fourth. Becker out front. Seaman's playing a lot of close games. Andover, their win against St. James Academy on Wednesday was their first game decided by single digits other than the loss to Heights. It was the first win decided by single digits. They've been outscoring opposition by 29 a game. Seaman outscoring opposition by 25 a game. Far wing extended is Gregg. Puts it on the floor. Drives baseline. And we have a travel called on Gregg. Turnover number 5 on the Vikes. St. Thomas Aquinas winning today over Spring Hill, 68-54. So the Saints will take on either Seaman or Andover tomorrow in the championship at 4. Spring Hill awaits the loser of this game at noon for third tomorrow here in Emporia. Green, three-pointer, Budhara, it's up and away, in and out. Esser, good position on Green, but Green rips away from Esser. Green stumbles and falls, but gets it to a teammate. They swing it right side. Budhara, her pass knocked away by Becker, and a foul called on whom? They're calling out on Becker? Wow. I thought Becker had the spot. I'm going to say, to me, that was more of a foul on the player that turned into the defender. Becker beat her to the punch. That's a tough call against Becker. Second on Anna. Second team foul on Seaman. Now bad pass, but it was right to Green. Back out. Pump fake. Step back. Evans can't get free. Great closeout by Stahlbaumer. 6:30 to go, fourth quarter. Seaman leading 48-37. Green up and under against Esser. Turn, score it. Off the window with the right. She's fired up. Esser just picked up her fourth. Esser just holds out her arms and says, what am I supposed to do? Esser with her fourth. And Coach Tinsley, we'll see if he keeps Esser out there. 48-39. So Green to the line. She has 12. She's just 4 of 11 from the strike. 29% foul shooter. Line drive, back iron, no. Rebound, though, to Budhara. Green giving a little bit of room. Now here is Budhara. Had it poked away. Esser driving forward along with Becker. We've got a tie-up. And we'll see who the arrow favors. It is Siemens basketball. Siemens in white uniforms with the blue numerals outlined in the red, the blue trim, and over the blue jerseys, white numerals and lettering outlined in the red. Andover, of course, near Wichita. Seaman here in Topeka. Got to get tuned in. State basketball on 96.9 The Pulse. Our state basketball coverage brought to you by Performance Tire and Auto, Sagro State Bank, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse Agent, Action Auto Parts, Giant Communications, Bob Janitorial, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, Rinkus Cattle Company, Wilson Tire and Community National Bank. Here's Becker behind the back dribble. Seaman with a 9-point lead with 6:08 to go in the state semifinal in Class 5A. Wilhelm has the ball, top of the key, looking inside for Gregg, who wanted the ball, had position. Now Stahlbaumer slithers into the lane, brings it back out to Becker. Becker getting a lot of attention as she goes every single game from the opposition. Nearly had it knocked away. Picks up the dribble, and a timeout called by Seaman. 5:52 to go, fourth quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 5:52 to go, fourth quarter. 48-39. Seaman with the lead. Both teams now with two timeouts remaining. Earlier today, St. Thomas Aquinas winning over Spring Hill 68-54. They move into the championship at 4 tomorrow. Highland Park boys winning 60-55 over Piper at 11-point lead late in the third. And then Piper came all the way back and tied it with about a minute to go. And Highland Park hit 5 clutch free throws to win it by 5. DeCorey Robinson 26, Mikey Williams 18. Highland Park lost in the semis last 2 years. They finally punched their ticket to the state championship game undefeated. They'll take on either Cape and Mount Carmel and Andover. And the boys' semifinal come up later. So Highland Park and championship tomorrow at 6:15. Piper will play for third tomorrow at 2. So Andover girls and boys are in the 5A state semis. Andover boys are 20-3. Maybe Bonner Springs in the first round, 76-60. Andover girls are 22-1. Inbounds into the backcourt. Becker picks it up. And now goes to work. Moving to my right. Esser on the bench, but she will check in a moment. Good chance to have her out on defense and then come back in for offense if they have the opportunity. 5:38 to go. Still got to run your offense. Too early to probably stall, but you can be patient. Becker has it poked away. Started there by Segrist. Here's Wilhelm. Hands it to Ryan Miller. Miller a little shaky with the ball handling and then regains control of it. Becker in the far corner. Goes over against Segrist. Then we have a foul on Segrist with the bump. That's her third. Second team foul on Andover. Three team fouls on Seaman. Seaman giving up just 34 points a game. Andover allowing 33. Seaman lost in the substate finals back in 21-22 and then lost the first round of St. James Academy 22-23. Last year won it all. Third straight state appearance for both these programs. Here's Becker. Double clutches shot. No. Hits the deck. She'll go to the line for 2 free throws. So it's a third straight year. Siemens in the 5A state tournament went out in the first round, then state champs last year, now in the semis. Andover, third straight year. They were fourth in 5A 3 years ago. Third last year. Lost to Siemens in the semis by 4 as Becker free throw spins off. The foul is on Segrist. That is her fourth, third team foul. Becker, a 71% foul shooter, misses the first free throw. She has 8 points. Just 3 of 11 from the floor Wednesday against Piper. But played really good defense at 6 assists, but she makes the second. She gets everybody's best shot. 49-37. Becker a lot of times has to guard the other team's quickest, best guard. Can wear you down a little bit. 49-39. Here's a shot put up, missed by Green. Ball tipped out. Wilhelm and Gregg, and out of bounds, last touch by Seaman. So 49-39. Vikings by 10 with 5:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Lob all the way out front to Green. Fakes the three against Esser. Goes to work against Ava. Leans in, slips and falls. That's a travel. Great job by Esser to maintain her ground. Coach Alexander questioning the call, but Esser has a right to the spot. So a turnover for Andover. This is their third of the game. Seaman with just five turnovers. Here's Stahlbaum in the backcourt. Dribbles it up with her right hand, her non-dominant hand. She's a lefty. Puts it on the floor base wire on the sideline here against Sullivan. Now to Wilhelm. Back to Becker near half court. Seaman leading by 10. Becker cut off on the baseline. And almost a double dribble. It is a double dribble. Yep, Becker was going to pass it and then change her mind. Good defense on a denial as Anila Williams, the 5'8 senior, checked in and played good defense. Six turnovers on the Vikings. So we mentioned Siemens won 29 in a row. They're 23-0 this year. Nine of the 23 wins against state-ranked teams, which is pretty amazing. Posting up is Green against Esser. Leans in. Shot a little bit too strong. Ball tipped, kept alive. Green gets it, misses again. Ball tipped by Esser. Green will fire again, and finally a foul. We'll see who that's on. And Green is just hard to keep off the glass. He's an absolute beast on the glass. And the foul is on Gragg, her third. 14 foul. So the next foul, Seaman will put Andover into the double bonus, which you would say that's the last thing you want to do, but if it's Green, you can live with it. Thing is, you got to box out when she's at the foul line, as a free throw is short. Green is 4 of 13, and she just simply doesn't shoot the ball high enough. She doesn't get any arch on her free throw at all. Second one is up. That one he did, but misses back on. Great rebound by Wilhelm. So 4 of 14 from the line for Green, 28% foul shooter on the season, over 100 attempts. So that's not a small sample size. Here's Gragg, fakes the three, dribbles to the foul line. Now step back jumper, misses, a banker. Too strong, rebounded by Green. Green pushing up the floor, gives it up, and it's tipped out of bounds by Wilhelm with exactly 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Seaman 49, Andover 39. Seaman's led the whole way. They're shooting 49% from the floor. Green has 14 rebounds and 14 points, which is her 10th straight double-double. She has 18 double-doubles this year. Stepping into a jump shot off the screen and knocking it down is Behara from the right elbow. She has six. And it's 49-41. Siemens lead down to eight after they led by 17, 39-22. Here is Gragg. Got to come and meet every pass right now because Andover is desperate. Gragg steps through a double, puts it up, hits the side of the backboard, and rebounded there by the Trojans. Pushing in is Sullivan, right to left. Here's Budhara. Got to stay with her. She's our best three-point shooter. She attacks, into the lane, turns, pivots, fadeaway, shot up, and switches. Budhara with eight, and it's 49-43 Seaman. Vikings led by 13 here early in the fourth. It's down to six. Seaman trying to hang on. Exactly 3 minutes to go. Gragg with the dribble. Got to watch a five count. Gives it up to Wilhelm, who has 17 tonight. Kinley with a right-hand dribble. Gives it back to Gragg. And Gragg is bumped there by hand. Her third, 14-5. So the next foul on both teams will put the other into the double bonus. With 2:47 to play and a timeout called by Coach Alexander and the Andover Lady Trojan. 2:47 to go. Seaman by six. Back in 1 minute. This is high school basketball. 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, the Seaman Lady Vikings have led the entire way. They led by 8 at halftime. They went on a 9-0 run to start the third quarter, led by as many as 17, 39-22, led by 13 early in the fourth, 48-35. But an 8-1 run by Andover has cut it to 6. And now a turnover, or close to a turnover, diving for an Esser, and they say she was lying on the end line. So another turnover for the Vikes. That is number 8. Andover trying to mount a furious rally, down by 17, down by 13 in the fourth, and they're within 6. Long way to go. 2:34 and ticking. Green posting up against Esser, turns to her right, up and under, great move, lays it up and in. Green, great footwork, she has 16, and it's 49-45 Seaman. 2:20 to go. Can the Vikings hold on? It looked like Seaman was going to run away with this thing in the third quarter. But the energy shifted, momentum on the side of Andover, and Seaman on their heels right now, struggling to get a good shot. Becker's got to watch a 5 count. Gets a little separation against Budhara, who's playing with 4 fouls. Here's Becker, screen set by Wilhelm. Becker backs it out, playing keep away. And now Wilhelm is open as falling down Budhara. Wilhelm catches, wraparound underneath, great pass to Esser, who missed the layup. And the rebound to Becker. Oh, Esser had a great opportunity. 4-point game, minute 40 to play. Big break for Andover. Inside Green, posting up. Banker, no. Foul, if that's on Esser, she is done. It is. Esser just fouled out. So a minute 37 to go, and Esser fouls out. And Green has been just an absolute pain to deal with. Line drive, no. You know, Green's keeping Andover in the game with a rebounding or scoring, but if she would make just 50% of free throws, Andover would be ahead. 4 for 15. 5 for 16. She has 17. It's a 3-point game, 49-46, now foul on the far side, called on Andover. Now the officials want the ball as we'll set up free throws for Seaman with a minute 35 to play. And the fifth foul on Samantha Segris. So double bonus time for the Vikings, as it will be Jada Stahlbaumer to the foul line. She has 2 free throws. First one rolls off, no good. Stahlbaumer, 1 of 3 from the line tonight. Second free throw, on the way. Make a 2-position game, misses that one as well. And a rebound to Green. So Seaman, missing a couple free throws, had a turnover. Esser's now fouled out. Minute 25 to go, 49-46. In the corner, the 3 to tie the game is short. Put up there by Hand, and then Stahlbaumer is fouled. Andover wanted a tie-up. Instead, they called a foul on the Trojans. It is on Green, and believe it or not, that is Green's first foul. With all the physical contact down low, that is her first foul. Both teams have double bonus, the final minute 19. Andover has 1 timeout left. Seaman has 2, and Stahlbaumer to the line. She'll have 2 free throws. She's 1 of 4. She makes this one. 2 of 5. She has 4 points. 67% foul shooter, 50-46 Seaman. Second one up, Jada knocks it down. And a timeout called by Seaman, 51-46 Vikings with a lead, minute 19 to go, back in 30 seconds in state basketball, 96.9 The Pulse on NBC Sports Radio Network.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
So a minute 19 to go in the fourth quarter. Seaman 51, Andover 46. Dana Staubomber with two clutch free throws a moment ago after she missed two prior to that. Andover went on an 11-1 run after the trail 48-35. They went 11-1 spurt to cut it to three with a minute 35 to go. So two possession game. Andover rolls the ball in. They have it moving to our left. Seaman goes to a zone. Catching it is Buda. Gahara, excuse me. She slips and falls. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Too strong. Put up by hand. Rebound Becker. And we have a jump ball. An arrow in favor of Seaman. No, it should be, I gotta say, it should be Andover ball, and it is. So a minute six to go. Both teams have one timeout remaining. Keep that in mind. Seaman leading by five. Led by as many as 17 in the second half. What a comeback. Great effort here by Andover. Here is Greer Hand. And her chip pass tipped away and stolen. Kimley Wilhelm with the steal. And she wisely brings it back out to Becker. What a play. Wilhelm has 17 points and a huge steal. Staubomber to the far side, tipped out of bounds by Green with 50 seconds to go. Well, Andover, they're very good at protecting the basketball. They average 9 turnovers a game. That was just their fourth, but it was costly. Wilhelm, the triggered in front of the Seaman student section, far side. Now Becker has it at half court. Green was trying to foul. They didn't call it. Now a foul called on Evans. That's her third. So, Anna Becker will shoot two free throws. She has not sat for a second tonight. She played all 32 minutes on wing face, so she's played every single second of the state tournament so far. So Seaman, heart and soul of this team, knocks down the free throw. She has 10. 4 of 5 from the line. Second free throw. Switch. 11 for Becker. 53-46. 4 clutch free throws. 2 by Staubomber, 2 by Becker. 7-point game, timeout called by Andover. 40 seconds to go. We'll see if Seaman can finish it when we return back in 30 seconds to state basketball from Emporia on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Silver Lake girls leading Heston in the state semis out in Hutch with 2:20 go fourth quarter, 57-54. That's over on 103.9 KNZA. Hanover girls win today. They'll take on Lynn, all TBL championship out at Colby. Silver Lake defending champs in 3A, trying to go back-to-back. Seaman defending champs 5A, trying to go back-to-back. They're 40 seconds away from moving on to the state championship for the second straight year. 53-46. Andover with the ball. Three-pointer. They need it. In and out. Rebound. Wilhelm. Who else? And then Wilhelm is tripped up after she threw the pass by hand. Just incidental contact. The foul was called on Andover. So the missed three, as Evans had a decent look. Rear hand with her fourth. So Kinley Wilhelm to the line. 73% foul shooter. And she misses this one. She had been a perfect 5 of 5. 53-46 Vikings. They have never trailed. 31 seconds to play. Second, up and good by Wilhelm. 54-46 Vikings. Quickly down the floor. Budhara into the corner goes to Seegers. Dangerous pass, Green. Step back, three-pointer on the way. Her banker is good. 54-49. Wilhelm gets it into Becker, and a foul on Andover. Well, Green heaved a prayer, just her third made three of the year, but she is able to knock it down. Just the fourth made three of the game for Andover, who shot 32% in the win Wednesday against St. James Academy, winning by five. Tonight she just 35%. Seaman shooting 45%. Becker bends the knees. Free throw rolls off. Probably could have iced it if she hit both. Instead, she misses that one. It's a five-point game with 16 seconds to go. Second free throw is up, and Anna hits this one. She has 12, 55-49. 15 seconds and ticking. Moving right to left. There was a carry, didn't catch it. Out front, Budhara launches the desperation three. The banker too strong. Rebound fought for. Guess who? Wilhelm has it. Clears it out to Staubomber. And the clock runs to zero. And the Seaman Lady Vikings are one win away from running it back as they are going to return to the state championship game in Class 5A for the second consecutive year. And for the second straight year, they knock off the Andover Trojans in the state semifinals. Your final, Seaman remains undefeated at 24-0, winners of 30 in a row. Seaman knocks off Andover 55-49. Stay tuned, our post-game show to come after this two-and-a-half-minute break. This is high school basketball for the state tournament for you on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
And along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner with you on this Friday evening from Emporia as the Seaman Lady Vikings, during the volleyball season, they were trying to go back-to-back state championships. Last year, won it all. This year, lost in the championship out at Salina, one match away from going back-to-back. Now in basketball, they are one win away from running it back, which they wear on the back of their pregame warm-ups. And it's a crazy atmosphere at Emporia State University at White Auditorium. The crowd is on top of you. It is tight. There's not much room for the officials to run around. The benches are right there on the sideline, and it is super intense. And it was a physical basketball game, but Seaman met the challenge from the very beginning. Seaman never trailed in this contest, jumped out to an 18-11 lead at the end of one, led 30-22 at halftime. They go on a 9-0 run to start the third and led 39-22, and it looked like they're going to run away with it. Led by 12 at the end of three, led 48-35 early in the fourth, and then Andover turned up the defense intensity, hit a couple of threes, and got numerous offensive rebounds. Ava Esser picked up her fourth foul and eventually fouled out with a minute 37 to go. And
Andover cut it to 3, 49-46, with a minute 35 to go, thanks to 11-1 spurt. But Jada Stahlbaumer hit two clutch free throws. Anna Becker, two clutch free throws. And Seaman able to hold off the Trojans of Andover. Your final, Seaman 55, Andover 49. Let's go through all the totals for you. Let's start with Seaman. Kinley Wilhelm, what a game for the senior. She had 18 points and 14 rebounds. She averages 8 points and 7 rebounds, and she more than doubled that up tonight in both categories. A huge double-double from Kinley Wilhelm, and she had to provide it with Esser dealing foul trouble most of the game. Wilhelm, 18 points, 14 rebounds, 6 of 7 from the line, 6 of 9 from the floor, and did not commit a turnover in 31 minutes of a possible 32 she could have played. What a game by Kinley Wilhelm. Anna Becker with 12 points, 6 of 8 from the line, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 11 points for Maddie Gregg, 4 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3. She hit the only 3 of the night for Seaman as they're 1 of 8 from 3. Gregg hit both free throws, added 6 rebounds. 5 points for Jada Stahlbaumer, just 1 field goal but 2 clutch free throws. 5 points for Ryan Miller, she had a huge 3-point play early in the game. 2 points for Ava Esser on just 2 attempts and 2 rebounds. As I said, she's in foul trouble all night and then eventually fouled out. Had to deal with Green down low. And then Kara Beaton had a big bucket earlier in the game in that third quarter. She finishes with 2 points. Seaman was 18 of 40 from the floor, 45%, 1 of 8 from 3. 18 of 24 from the line, 75%. Got it done at the line. They're out-rebounded by Andover, 35-31. Andover had 16 offensive rebounds to Seaman 6. Seaman had 9 turnovers. Andover had 6. But points in the paint, Seaman 30. Andover 16, points off turnovers, Andover 12, Seaman 4. Second chance points, Andover 9, Seaman 7. Bench points in favor of Seaman 7-5. Seaman never trailed in the contest. And you may say, well, those numbers you've given me so far makes it sound like Andover could have won the game. Andover just 18 of 53 from the floor, 34%, while Seaman shot 45%. Andover was 4 of 17 for 3 for 24%. And then we talked about Aaliyah Green is a fantastic player. She is a double-double machine, and she had 20 points and 15 rebounds, but just 5 of 16 from the line, coming in as a 28% foul shooter, and that's pretty much what she's right on, a little bit above that today, 5 of 16. And as a team, Andover is 9 of 22, but 11 of those 13 misses by Green. But in fairness to Green, without her tenacity, intensity, and getting 9 offensive rebounds and 15 rebounds total and 20 points, they wouldn't even have had a chance to win, to even point to the free throw situation. So, Andover 9 of 22 from the line, Seaman 18 of 24, Seaman plus 9 at the line, and they win by 6. That was a big factor. We talked about the rebounding. Andover, we worried about this in the pregame. Coach Tinsley told us that offensive rebounding, and Green had 9 of her team's 16 offensive rebounds. Green had set the single season record for rebounds with 291 this year, 18 double-doubles, 10 straight to close out her career. She had 17 points, 17 rebounds against Maid South, a ranked team in 5A earlier, 17 points, 20 rebounds against Wamego, and tonight against the best team in the state in 5A, at least based on rankings all year long, being undefeated. Green had 20 points and 15 rebounds. Only Trojan double figures for Andover. 9 points for Asia Sullivan, 8 points, just 1 of 5 from 3 from Bella Budhara, but she's just a sophomore. She'll be back. Good shooter. Struggled at from the 3-point line in this tournament so far. 5 points for Katie Evans, including a 3. 2 points for Greer Hand. 5 points and a 3 by Brody Christensen, as Seaman wins it by a final of 55-49 to improve to 24-0. They've won 30 in a row, and they're one win away from winning back-to-back state championships, which if they win tomorrow at 4 o'clock against St. Thomas Aquinas, it would be their third state title in school history. They won it 91 and they won it last year, making their 21st state appearance here this season. Andover, the second straight year falling to Seaman in the semis, and for the third straight year they lose in the semis. 3 years ago they lost to Bishop Carroll, lost to St. James Academy for third, so they took home fourth, went 21-4. Last year 24-1, lost to Seaman in the semis, beat Emporia for third, and off the plate for third again tomorrow at noon against Spring Hill, who lost to St. Thomas Aquinas 68-54. And if I remember correctly, it was Aquinas that beat Seaman in that state volleyball championship match out at Salina this year. So Aquinas could keep Seaman from going back-to-back in both volleyball and now girls basketball, if I have that correct. And Andover will play for third against Spring Hill tomorrow at noon. And Seaman will be in the championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock here on 96.9 The Pulse and on MSCSports.net, MSC free radio app, against St. Thomas Aquinas, who beat the number one seed Hayes by a final of 51-48. He was undefeated coming in. Dan Seaman undefeated, and Hayes lost first round to St. Thomas Aquinas by 3, and then St. Thomas Aquinas winning earlier today 68-54. 5A boys title game, Highland Park 24-0. We'll play either Cape Mount Carmel, defending champ, or Andover tomorrow at 6:15. The boys' third place game at 2 tomorrow will be Piper against the loser of Cape Mount Carmel and Andover. And let's check and see if we have a final to pass along to you yet. Silver Lake is one win away for winning a state championship and going back to back. That's right. Silver Lake girls in 3A, Seaman girls in 5A are now each one win away from repeating as state champs from our listening area. Congratulations, Kyle Porter and the Eagles. They're now 23-2 as they knocked off the Heston Swathers tonight over in Hutchison. Wow, what a win for Coach Porter and his crew as the Heston girls were undefeated coming in at 24-0. And Silver Lake girls will now play Halstead for the championship. Halstead won the 3A state volleyball title back in the fall down in Hutchison. So Silver Lake wins 65-58. They play Halstead for the girls championship at 3A tomorrow, 103.9 KNZA from Hutch. BTAT will have the call. That'll be at 4 o'clock. And then Colby will take on Heston in the third place game there in Hutch at noon tomorrow. So what a win for the Silver Lake girls. What a win for the Seaman Lady Vikings as they are going back to the state championship thanks to a win today over Andover 55-49. Big thanks to our sponsors of this broadcast and throughout state: Performance Tire and Auto, Stock Grower State Bank, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse Agent, Atchison Auto Parts, Giant Communications, Bob's Janitorial, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, Rinkus Cattle Company, Wilson Tire, and Community National Bank. Big thank you to MJ back to the studios. We'll do this one more time tomorrow, pregame, at about 3:40, 3:45 on 96.9 The Pulse and MSC Sports Radio Network and the free MSC Radio app as the Seaman Lady Vikings will take on the Saints of St. Thomas Aquinas, who had won 7 straight titles until they lost the first round of state last year. Seaman then took the crown. They have the crown. St. Thomas Aquinas wants it back. Seaman wants to keep it and run it back. And Seaman's one win away from doing exactly that and completing a perfect unblemished season as they have a chance to go undefeated 25-0 with a win tomorrow. Pregame around 3:40 as it is Seaman versus St. Thomas Aquinas for the girls 5A state championship. Once again, your final score for the final time here from Emporia. It was Seaman, the Lady Vikes, undefeated now, 24-0, winners of 30 in a row. They knock off Andover in the 5A state semis, 55-49. This has been the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. We'll continue that road to glory tomorrow afternoon from Emporia. Thanks for tuning in to High School Basketball, 96.9 The Pulse, and MSC Sports Radio Network. Good night, everyone.